Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Today, we're going to be talking to John Phillips, who owns the Peterbilt and International dealerships here in Reno, about what public policies, inflation, and the economy is doing to the trucking industry. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Come one, come all, it's the $125,000 Carnival of Cash and Prizes at Tamarack Casino. Get in on the fun with cash and free play prize drawings every Thursday and Saturday, including winners of up to $1,000 and a top prize of $5,000 guaranteed each week. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
When Roe versus Wade was overturned, I couldn't believe it.
50 years of progress gone in an instant.
Now I hear Sam Brown was chairman of a group that fought to ban abortion.
With no exceptions, even for rape or incest.
And not only that, Sam Brown tried to hide it now that he's running for Senate, leaving it off his official campaign documents so we wouldn't find out.
It's no surprise that Sam Brown wants to hide his extreme views.
But we know he's not for us.
Win Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We're here with one of my very good friends, somebody who I love. I see him as a mentor, a member of the Nevada Trucking Association, and that's John Phillips. John is the owner and president of Peterbilt Truck Parts and Silver State International. Did I get all that right?
You got it right.
Okay. So, John, the trucking industry is going through an interesting time right now, and the dealers are kind of at the forefront of some of the changes that are coming forth. And, you know, I'd like the viewers first to know a little bit about your history in the industry.
Well, after college, I went to work for International Harvester Company in San Jose, California, and I was there for about 10 years, and then was transferred up to Seattle, where I was a zone manager and traveled Alaska. And during those times is when Boeing had all their issues with the SST, the plane, the transport plane, and I watched in Boeing go from 106,000 people down to 37,000 people. But Alyeskola, which was the Alaska pipeline, I watched that thing. So you saw one where you had boats and cars parked in driveways, and you go to Anchorage and you see that the economy was booming. From there, I bought my first dealership in Stockton in 1974. And then in 1978-79, when we had the downturn in the economy, we had double-digit inflation, we had double-digit interest rates. So at that time, we had all these trucks, what am I gonna do with them? So I started a leasing company. And that was in 78 and 82. I was the founder of Ideal Lease, one of the founders of Ideal Lease, which today is the third largest leasing company in North America.
Behind Penske and Ryder.
Correct. In 1987, I bought Silver State International. And then in 1992, I became the Peterbilt franchise dealer in the Valley. And then in 2008, I bought the Ings Motor Company out, Peterbilt Truck Parts and Equipment, and then I sold my operations in California, and so now I'm up here in Reno, Nevada.
Well, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
I mean, I know, hey, you've put a lot of my members into business.
Yes.
because, hey, you extend credit. How hard is it right now with interest rates for people to go out and buy trucks? What has that done to the truck market?
Well, it's like real estate. We're very sensitive to the interest rates today at 7-8%. We're paying under flooring. We're paying 8%. So with the customers, it's difficult for them to buy trucks. But the big thing is that their future is, they're not sure where the future is. So California Air Resources Board has pretty well, I mean, California is the fifth largest economy in the world. So they kind of set the standards, and CARB sets the standards above the EPA. So we have to go to where CARB is going. And as you recall, that I think in 2027, that 10% of the fleet has to be zero emissions, or they can grandfather in and go up to 18 years and 800,000 miles.
So, and that's why we had a huge buy at the end of last year, right? Because it was the end. So, I mean, what has that done to a lot of your customers, you know, in terms of, you know, some of these big fleets that, you know, would continually buy trucks, and now it's like, hey, I've got 800,000 miles or 18 years on a truck that uses diesel fuel that I can rely on, that can go over the Donner Pass in the wintertime and come back home. Right. What are those folks telling you?
Well, they're going to hold off. They are not. We have customers buying 25, 10, 5 trucks a year. They're looking at where is California going, and is this really going to be the real deal? As in, the impact for the dealer, the truck dealer, this year, normally we would give our allocation for the whole year, first, second, third, fourth quarter. PACCAR, Peterbilt, built all of our trucks in the first quarter. So my interest on my floor plan was $80,000 a month. So that, we're down now to 30,000, but that was just a crippling effect. Yesterday I visited with a customer. He came to me and he said, you know, he said, I owe you a lot of money. And he said, but I have to depend upon you for parts. And can we work out a payment plan? So this is just another example of what our suppliers and even our customers are saying. So if you look at the EV market, just as an example, PACCAR, Peterbilt, sent me a truck, $550,000. This thing will go about 150 miles a day, or 150 miles on a charge. So we invested $500,000 for EV charging system. We're the only one between Sacramento and Salt Lake City that has it. It's been in operation for a year.
This is for trucks. I mean, you can't charge a truck on a Tesla charger, right?
No way. So we can charge a truck in 4 hours. And so you're looking at, six trucks that we could charge. But in 1 year, Paul, we've only had two trucks. One of mine that came in, and the other one 2 weeks ago, that went. You had the Reno bus convention, one of the buses they shipped out to me to plug this thing in. So here we are. So I have this truck, $500,000. So I opted to go ahead and pay for it. I mean, I got a residual of $250,000. I paid $8,000 a month for the payment, not even using it. So we have a customer. I'm not going to mention his name, but he's in the garbage business, and he goes out to the transfer station four times, which is, we figured, about 150 miles. So he opted, he said, all right, we're going to demo, and this thing works, we'll be fine. So everything's going well, and then we get a hold of the insurance company. We don't insure electric trucks.
Why?
Because of the fact, if the price on them, for them to recover, you put a $500,000 price on, they're not going to do it.
Just, so, okay, $500,000 for an electric truck. What's a regular internal combustion engine diesel truck cost?
$170,000. Yeah, $170,000. And of course, the EV vehicle is heavier in weight, as we know. And so that takes down to it. I look at today, it was before I came up here, Tesla dropped, their sales were 45% less sales this year than last year. The stock just went down almost $26 a share. PACCAR stock 2 days ago was $109, today it's $94. They reported their earnings. So 2 years ago, we ordered a truck, it was 9 months. Today, they'll build it in 3 weeks. That's what has happened.
That's what's happening
out there. So If you look at where we stand, we think when I built my new facility at $14 million 2 years ago, I looked at it and I said, look, we're not going to replace, because we don't know what's going on with the with what carbon is going to take us. We're going to repair. So that's why I spent the money on this facility.
All right. We're talking to John Phillips, who is the president of Peterbilt Truck Part Silver State International here in Reno. We're talking about one of my favorite subjects, trucks, energy, and we're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you, but we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low, and our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way, because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We're here with my friend John Phillips, the president and owner of Peterbilt Truck Parts and Silver State International. We're talking about the expansion that you did, because hey, you got to make sure the trucks that are out there, if you can't sell new ones, you got to repair them. How difficult is it to find people to repair those trucks, and is there as big of a challenge to find people who can do an electric vehicle versus a diesel tech?
Well, we have teamed with Truckee Meadow Community College, and we have recently given them three trucks, tools, parts. Our service manager is on the board, and we have guest speakers that we put out there. And we hire those that the top students want to come in, and we've hired nine of these students, and they start out at $25 an hour, and so they're making close to $50,000 with not that high of a educational cost at the community college. We give them a toolbox, $7,000 toolbox, and as they need tools, we go in, we finance the tools, and they're with me for 3 years, we wipe out the debt. So that's one of the things that we're doing. When we talk about—
So this is a way that you can work and go to school.
Absolutely.
And have a career, you know, if it's something that you're looking for a change.
Well, and the other thing is, Paul, it's affordable. I mean, these kids that go to school, they're gonna be $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year.
Oh, I know, I've been looking at that with colleges, yeah. Right?
It's, so it's crazy. You already gotta look at that. And so we have a real opportunity at this level. Now, we talk about electric trucks. Peterbilt, for us to even work on one of these things, we had to send four of our mechanics down to Denton, Texas, to get trained. Now, when you look at them, they have this outfit that looks like they're, you know, they're Mars.
Yeah, it looks like a hazmat.
A hazmat to even work on these trucks. So that that's one thing that in the future, how that thing is going to play itself
out.
Can
just one person work on an electric truck, or do you need to have a team?
We need to, and I think it's more of a safety than anything else.
Pictures I've seen, there's guys holding shepherd's hooks, you know, in case they need to pull them away from the voltage.
Right. But let's talk about the EV market. I talked a little bit last time in the last segment about Tesla and PACCAR. I would look at the legislators in California like they're architects. And you get an architect, you sit down with you and your wife and family, and you say, well, we're going to build this beautiful house. And we're going to put the bells and whistles. They do a 3D drawing
virtual,
on this thing,
yeah.
And the whole deal, the virtual deal. And you pay them, and then you go to a contractor, give it the contract. No way in hell this thing's going to work. He says, structurally, it's not going to be sound. So the contractor gets hold of the architect, and the architect's on vacation. So nothing really kind of gets done. So really, with the legislator, they have a beautiful vision of what's going to happen. Now, in California, what they're doing right now, which is smart, the first thing they're doing is school buses. And the federal government is giving them funding for electric school buses, which makes sense.
Yeah, school buses don't run all day and night
like a lot of
trucks do.
And refuse is another one. I mean, it's short terms back and forth. So that is where it belongs to go. But looking at this, I think if you have a change in administrations, you put a 4-year delay on this. But it's not going away, Paul. This thing is zero emissions. It's there. I spoke to one of the executives of PACCAR, and he said, John, we're not going to stop it. We are planning for the future. So as an example, you had Toyota, you had PACCAR, you had Mercedes or Daimler-Benz or Freightliner, and they broke ground here about 2 or 3 months ago to build a battery plant in Mississippi. So you get the three large competitors that they're trying to get together to make this thing sense to drive down the cost. And so I look at the truck that we have today, the $500,000, it only goes 150 miles. Now we just get another medium duty truck, another $440,000, but that goes 300 miles. So they're able to improve the efficiency of this whole thing. So it needs to be a pause. There's no way that we're going to push this thing onto our customers, onto the economy. And we need to have a break and let everybody get caught up. Engineering, technology, let's get caught up to where we need to be.
All right, we are talking with John Phillips. We're talking about trucks, and we're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Carson Valley Inn, it's your place for the good times. Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We're here with my friend, John Phillips, the president and owner of Peterbilt Truck Parts and International Silver State International, two big truck dealers here in the Silver State. John, you talked about the architect, you know, the architect, the difference between the architect and the engineer and the contractor. And I kind of feel like we're there with how we're designing the policy to all be battery electric. So when you put in your charging station, the only commercial truck charging station between Sacramento and Salt Lake City, how long did it take? And do you think we're there to be able to expand battery electric to where the folks want us to go?
Well, that's a good question. We went to NEV Energy, and so it took us 1 year to get on their program and scheduling to get this thing in. I read something that down in Las Vegas that to do the new A's station that they're going to have to put in a separate system down there just to run that. So I guess I look at the fact that this is going to go forward, but again, it's going to take some time to have the engineering and the technology to catch up on this thing.
I mean,
it's
John,
a great idea, but it's today it doesn't work.
When I see some of the things that have come out, you know, Joliet, Illinois, Werner, which is a big truckload carrier out of Nebraska, right? One of the biggest. They wanted to build a facility in Joliet, Illinois with 30 trucks. Joliet came back and they said, this is more power than we use in our entire town. What did NV Energy tell you when you put your charging station in, and how many trucks can you charge there?
Well, we have three outlets, so we could do three trucks at 4 hours, so we could basically get 18 trucks charged in a day if we had to. Again, we don't know, since we haven't used this thing at all in 1 year, basically, on the impact it's going to have on the power grid. So they weren't sure either. And then one of our other issues is, how much you charge for a kilowatt? We still haven't figured out. How can you figure it out when we haven't used it?
And I mean, it's not 120, no, right?
No.
It's 880 that's coming into that.
880 is coming into that system. So just to give you an idea, if we did a Tesla, we could do a Tesla in 9 minutes. We did it in 10, it'd be an ashtray. So that'll tell you how much power compared between those two and the truck going down the road.
How do you do that as a business guy and try to plan ahead with all of this, all of this uncertainty? Because I know it's not just you, it's truck dealers, it's trucking companies, it's shippers, all trying to get their head around how this is going to work, and if it's even feasible today.
Well, 3 years ago, when we sat down, I looked at the five-year plan and said, where are we going with the company? Where is the economy going? What do we have to do to help our customers and the customer's customer? So that's what we designed, a new facility. We are the first one in PACCAR that has the standard of which we have upstairs. We have a driver's lounge that has three showers, washer and dryers, a quiet room, an IT room. We have training upstairs. So a lot of the dealers will bring their people in to our facility to be trained, and I don't have to send my people all over the country to do it, so we did it right there. And the other thing, as I came back and I said, as I saw this thing going on, I said to myself, I said, look, we have 65% market share between International and Peterbilt and the Class 8 trucks. So we have a huge population. So the facility that I wanted to build, it's 30 bays. It's largest in the area. So what we figured out, we could add more technicians, and a technician brings in about $600,000 a year in parts and about $240,000 in sales in service sales, which is the most profitable item we have. So our idea was that we would expand and we would add more technicians. We've already added six more since we opened. We're going to add probably another five next year in 25, another five in 26.
How many techs do you employ?
We have, between the two facilities, we have 61.
61.
Yeah, 61. So. Now, that includes, you know, we have Ideal Lease and Pack Lease, which is our leasing companies. We have 350 trucks in that. We're the largest trucking company or registered truck in Class 8 in the state of Nevada.
No, that's 100% true.
Yeah.
Hey, John, thank you so much for coming on. I know this is the first time. I hope it's not the last time. I hope we can get some more stuff from you on here. Always great to see you and great to have you on the show today. And we're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
Boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Snorkel personnel lifts are engineered beyond the industry norm to an uncommon level of safety and durability, and with an eye towards sustainability. They're also designed to be simple to operate and maintain. Snorkel, always at the cutting edge of progress.
This has been Paul Enos filling in for Sam Shad. If you want to rewatch this show or you missed any part of it or watch old shows, you can go back to NevadaNewsmakers.com. Thank you for watching and listening.